small numbers, not huge mm-hmm. numbers in there. Uruguay, mm-hmm. Bolivia, mm-hmm. Colombia. There's 31 countries that we've sold embryos to.
How do you market yourself?
We have made contacts with Canadian people that sell embryos around the world. They're agents, okay, and they have their connections. We sell them to them, or we price them to them. They sell them around the world. They have their networks around the world, and they sell our embryos. We sell them at what the cost that we want to have. Whatever they put on top of them is theirs. Mm-hmm. And we're glad when...
How much do they put on top?
I'm guessing sometimes 25%, sometimes 40%, sometimes 50%. It seems like an awful lot for the amount of work that they might do. We're glad that they have that. That they do that, because if they make lots of money, they'll come back to us and get them. And so everything only works when everybody's making sufficient money, and we can't afford to go and have our own network in 30 different countries around the world. That'd be prohibitive cost wise and so it's using, letting other people use our stuff to make money allows us to make money.
So what does the customer ask for in particular? What qualities?
Usually high genomic numbers now with sufficient production on the maternal side, which might be 12 or 14,000 kilos in a lactation. Fairly high butterfat for Holsteins, 4% and higher is better. 3.2, 3.3, 3.4% protein, and a good family line behind. And if you have a family that's well known around the world, that helps. That helps sell it.
Yeah. And this perfect cow or embryo, how much would it cost on the international market?
I don't know how much it'll cost in the international market. I know what we will get.
Yeah.
The most that we sold embryos for is right around $3,000 an embryo.
Yeah.
And we will. There's some in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. Then there's more in the $1,200 to $1,400 range that we get. Okay. Again, there's a lot of shipping costs and all that type of stuff that gets added on to other countries. And then there's some in the $400 to $600 range. In between, there doesn't seem to be too much. Like, there's not too much in the $1,800 range. It seems to be the elite, and virgin heifers usually are in the $1,200 to $1,400 range. Older cows that are proven cows are usually in the $400 to $600 range, and those cows aren't really worthwhile flushing for us. We only sell those eggs when we flush them for ourselves, and they made a lot of embryos. And now we have excess to sell. But to go and flush them, on an average, if you're doing it for the average cow, average is about 7, maybe 8 embryos a cow. And if you're doing it for $400 an embryo, that would be $2,800. Your costs are about $1,500, $1,600. So you're doing it for $1,200 profit. But now you just went and made that cow so that she's not going to calve for an extra month, maybe two. Have some greater risk, lower production in that month. It isn't worth it. So usually when you're in that lower price range, it's excess embryos that are being sold.
I was wondering if you could make a statement to give a basic description of your supply management system and what you think of that as a farmer.
Our supply management system tries to match the production, match the requirement of the Canadian industry with the production of the Canadian farmers, and all the parties throughout it to be able to make sufficient enough money as an industry. But each of those segments of the industry, whether it's processors, farmers, or stores or whatever, not everybody is guaranteed to make money. The dairy farmers, only half. That's what the basis is based on, is that Half of them will be making money. The other ones are living on equity. The poorer managers are living on equity. So it's not a recipe to make lots of money, but it's a recipe to not let one segment make more than their share. The processors, I think, in a lot of countries, dictate a lot of things. In Canada, they don't. They do, but they don't. Everybody has their input, okay? And that allows everybody to, as an industry, to make money. And we have seen Canadian processors that are making sufficient money here, and they're making money with and paying a high price for the milk, a real price for the milk. They're making enough money to go and buy other processing plants around the world as well. So you can't come at it from the segment that the processors have to pay so much that they can't make any money. It works. And so it works for us. I will gladly pay whatever I need to pay, whether it's $30,000, $40,000 a cow, because it's $25,000 a kilo of butterfat a day right now, and our cows are about 1.4 kilos of butterfat a day on average. So that's about $40,000 per cow is what we have invested here for the day.
$40,000.
We have 206 kilos of quota, 207 kilos of quota, and we have 160 stalls for milking cows, so they have to milk a little bit more a kilo. And so I'll gladly pay that because we know we have a market for the milk at a reasonable price. The bankers know that we will get a good return for our milk, and so we can cash flow the $40,000 or $30,000, whatever your production per cow is, can cash flow. So the banks are willing to lend us the money because we can cash flow it. And you can pay it off over 10 years. And then you over a time period type of thing. And so it cash flows. And people say it's a hindrance to let young people in. I would say it's not. My nephew's in, and there's many farm operations where it used to say that the number of farmers is dropping. The number of farm operations is dropping. Family members are coming into the farm, and what used to be two farms here is now one farm, but now we have the second and third generation in. And they're part of, looks at it and says it's only one farm. Yeah, but there's four families making a living off of this. So that's four farmers, not one farmer. And that. And so it allows them to come in as well. It's not a hindrance. But when they do come in, they can actually get money from the bankers because they can cash flow it. And that. And so what is a perceived barrier to young people coming in isn't true in reality. They can come in.